Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1101 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, to tell it all right at one time. I just told a little and kept back a little. Yes, and Mr. Dorsey went down 7 times while I was telling some and holding back some. They didn't ask me to back any stories. No, it didn't take Mr. Dorsey 7 times to tell the truth. Yes, I said I added to it every time he went down, but he wouldn't go back and try to do anything with it. I didn't tell the officers that I went to a moving picture show after I left the factory. I said I looked at the pictures from the outside. I told them I went on Peter Street and looked at the pictures from the outside. I stayed there about 10 or 15 minutes. I drank 2 glasses of beer. I don't know whether it was in the first, second, or third statement that I told about watching for Mr. Frank. 2 of the detectives were there. Yes, I locked the front door that Saturday of the murder. I don't know what time. It was somewhere after dinner. I can't give you any estimate. It was later than 12 o'clock. It wasn't 1 o'clock because it was 4 minutes to 1 after I went upstairs and came downstairs and unlocked the door. Yes, I heard the stamping before I locked the door, and I heard the scream before I heard the stamping. After he stamped for me, I went and locked the door. I couldn't tell to save my life how long the door stayed locked. I was upstairs between the time I locked the door and the time I went down and unlocked it. I unlocked the door before I went upstairs. I locked the door when he stamped, and I unlocked it when he whistled. As soon as he whistled, I unlocked the door and went upstairs. Mr. Frank sent me back in the metal department. He wouldn't go back there with me. When he whistled, that was the signal for me to unlock the door, and the stamping was for me to unlock the door. He showed me how to lock the door that day. He showed me how to lock the door on Thanksgiving Day, too. I don't know how he came to show it to me again. I guess he thought I forgot it. When I went down to leave, the doors were unlocked. Both doors were unlocked. The only thing I remember Mr. Frank telling me was not to let Mr. Darley see me around the door, that a young lady would be up there after a while to chat, and I wanted me to watch for him. No, he didn't tell me what he wanted to see him at Nelson and Forsyth Street for. Yes, I could have come back to the factory just as well as going to meet him at Nelson and Forsyth Street if he had told me that. I don't know why he told me to meet him at Nelson and Forsyth. I don't remember telling the officers that I met him accidentally at Nelson and Forsyth Street. Mr. Frank stayed at Montag's about an hour. Mr. Frank went to Montag's between 10 and 10:30 and stayed about an hour. I guess it was about a half an hour. Mr. Frank didn't say a thing about why he wanted me at the corner of Nelson and Forsyth Street. Before we went to Montag's, he said he didn't want me to say anything to Mr. Darley that there was going to be a young lady there after a while, and he told me that again after we came back from Montag's. Mr. Frank gave me that signal on Thanksgiving Day, and he repeated it again that day. I told yesterday how he'd done it, like I am telling now. I think I am telling the truth now. We had been back from Montag's about 5 minutes when the lady in the green dress went up. She...